Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So our prayers this morning keep talking about mountaintop experiences and mountaintop moments. Have you ever had one of those moments that you just want to hold on to and not let go? Maybe it's holding a newborn sleeping baby. Maybe it's seeing a perfect sunrise or sunset. Maybe it's just sitting at the end of a truly wonderful day. Maybe it's a moment with family, or a moment with friends, or a moment that you're out on an adventure and seeing a spectacular view. These mountaintop moments are ones that we just want to relish and capture. And I don't know about you, but phones and cameras never seem to truly capture what we are seeing and experiencing. But here we have Peter, James, and John, and their true mountaintop experience. We don't know why it's these three. We don't know why it's just these three. But what we do know is that Jesus chooses them and takes them on an adventure. Hiking up the mountaintop, they get there and not knowing exactly what there would be. Most often when we hear that Jesus goes retreating with just a few, it's to pray and be with God and refuel and refresh. But here as they get up there, Jesus is transfigured. Not transformed, not changed in who he is and what he is, but transfigured in the way that he looks and the way that he is seen. Gleaming white in all God's glory. But one of the things about this mountaintop experience, one of the things about what happens here is that not only is Jesus transfigured, but appearing alongside of him comes two of the Bible's greats, Moses and Elijah. Two of the biggest names known. Two of the most godly men whose stories are told over and over again, who young children seek to be like. Some want to call a man who throws a ball the greatest of all time. But here Moses and Elijah win that name. But what happens here? All of this, and it says that they're not in awe. It doesn't say that they're amazed. It's translated to say they are terrified. Have you ever had that kind of moment where something amazing is in front of you, but all you can feel is trembling, unsure of exactly what is going on? Well, in this trembling, awe-filled, shocking, once-in-a-lifetime moment, how does our favorite, not-so-mature-yet Peter respond? But a desire to build dwellings for Jesus and Moses and Elijah. You are here, and I want to keep you here. So let us build you dwellings so that you can stay and we don't have to leave this mountain. But what does Jesus say? We can't stay here. We've got to go back. We get these moments. These moments when God captures us, these moments when we feel that presence, and what do we want? But we want to stay and ask questions and inquire and get to the bottom of what's going on and have as much as we can. But here's God, like with the disciples, telling us you can't stay here. Now it's time to go. God told the disciples, "This is my son. Listen to him." And if we hear God telling the disciples that, what do we realize about our mountaintop experiences? What do we learn about those times when we are interceded by God and filled with God's presence? That we are to see, that we are to listen, and then we are to go. Why? Because we can't stay on the mountain. It's amazing if you read about expeditions to the top of Mount Everest, the highest place on all the earth, one of the most difficult and treacherous journeys you could ever take to get up to that peak. But what do you read? When people get to the peak, do they have a desire to linger? Do they have a desire to stay and take as many selfies as possible? You learn that's not the case. The air is so thin. The journey is so difficult that the time on the mountaintop is immensely short. It's a glimpse. It's a quick picture. It might be putting down a flag, and then it is getting out of there and getting back to a place where you can breathe deeply once again. This is what God desires of us. When we make the journeys, when we get to the mountaintop, when we experience God and Christ in all their glory, don't try to sit and stay there and build a dwelling, but immediately leave that place and go back home. Go back where people are. And Jesus tells his disciples, tell no one of this until after the resurrection. What do? Leave the mountaintop. Leave the glory of God and go and tell no one, but show everyone that, like Jesus, you have been transformed on the mountain and changed into God's glory, because that is what God does for each one of us. God allows Jesus to be seen in that moment for all of his true self, love, light, and the glory of God. And we see that, experience that, and become that when we are in the presence of God and fully open to it. So my friends, on this Transfiguration Sunday, this final Sunday before Ash Wednesday and the Lenten season, let us seek to do one thing: to climb the mountain to find God, to have that close encounter experience of seeing God's glory, hearing God's message, filling us for the journey ahead, and then let us descend from the mountain to live the message of resurrection and life that comes from the one and only God who has created us, redeemed us, and lives with us. The mountain is calling. Let us go, but then let us leave for all the world to see what we have seen. My friends, will you pray with me? Glorious God, we come into worship on Sunday mornings hoping to have a mountaintop experience, hoping to see you, hoping to hear you, hoping to feel you, hoping to be filled by your holy presence. May we find those mountaintop experiences. And when we have those mountaintop experiences with you, may we seek to leave as quickly as possible so that we can take that experience and live it out to the fullness for the glory of you and for the good of all. For this we pray in your most heavenly, holy, and glorious name. Amen.